اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome back to the Spring of Truth. This is Muhammad Liaquat Abbas, your host. And today we are going to speak a quote from Imam Khomeini. Today we are going to speak a beautiful quote from Imam Khomeini, where the Imam says, Islam wants to build humans. Islam wants to safeguard independence, and it is not possible to safeguard independence by devotion to the material world. A beautiful quote which has a lot of branches connected to number of ahadith and number of verses of the Holy Quran. So over here, if we look at a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the Imam says, be in the world as if you were a traveler. So you must have heard this hadith where the Imam says, I'm just paraphrasing it for a better understanding and easier communication, where the Imam says, think you have just got down of the caravan in which you were traveling, and no sooner you sat under the shade of the tree, the head of the caravan tells you to stand up. This is not the place to rest. And you have to get on the vehicle and we have to move on. So this is the example of the world. This is the time period which we are gonna stay in this world. So Islam wants to build human beings, okay? If the Imam says over here that Islam is not a religion of just worshipping. It wants us to become humans. Why does someone say so? Over here, Imam Khomeini is pointing to a very important aspect the religion wants to do, and that is building human beings. And we are created in the first place to worship, and through worship, we are going to become human beings. So, Islam wants to safeguard independence, and it is not possible to safeguard independence by devotion to the material world. This is something which is very important. True freedom isn't wealth. It is a spiritual and moral state built by God-conscious people. So, a soul chained to material desires can never ever be free. And a nation of such souls can never be independent. It is very important to understand this quote that it is not possible to safeguard independence by devotion to the material world.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Brothers and sisters, we are not going to live long in this world. This is a truth we have to understand, we have to accept, and we have to live. Meaning, if we are living in today's world, we have to live in such a manner that we are going to die very soon. So if you are dependent on the material world, on the material stuff, of course we all are dependent to some extent, but few people cross the lines. So they, for everything, they are dependent on the material world. They don't have the concept of tawakkul in their lives. They don't rely on the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They don't seek help from the Holy Quran. When Islam says, Islam wants to safeguard independence. So I'm just paraphrasing the quote of the Imam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, you are created free. So live in this world like a free man, in an independent manner.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There Was a Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.